Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Podcast, here we go, we're on it.
Podcast, we're on it. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. Tonight's show was fun.
Yep, you can't talk.
I can't talk, so Rowan, can you do the little
thing? It was your birthday. Well, let's just get right into it. Movie Game is on. Oh, listen to that. And let's talk Logies about you and Mel B now.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
I love Gibby. Yay!
Yeah, so the Logies were on last night.
They were on, and you were on the red carpet.
Yeah, producer Max and I got the tier two treatment where we were flown up in the morning and flown home that night.
Yeah. And you also were in the kind of last area of the interview. So like you come up and you kind of do a yui.
Yeah, and look, we thought we were in a good spot, and then we realised we saw one of our friends who works on another radio show, quite a popular one in the country. He was right on the other end, on the other corner, and we were like, actually, I reckon we're stiffed here.
Yeah, and you were, but at least
Do not talk down to your show.
I'm not, no, but I think you guys should have fought for a better spot.
No, you don't fight for a better spot. There's a tape. They go, here you go, that's where you are.
I would have said change it.
Yeah, but you're the Chatfield mate. Max and I are wearing jeans.
And you're also wearing a t-shirt that said Abby Chatfield for Logie. Gold Logie.
For gold,
2023. Can't wait. It was very fun. I had a dress on that was a custom by Con Elio. He's a Melbourne designer. He is absolutely amazing.
If you were checking out all the dresses, he also did Maria Thetil's naked dress.
He did. Amazing. Yeah. And he styled, someone else sells Sophie Dillman, I think.
Okay.
And I was styled by Pip Cook. But the dress was amazing. It was like this silver strapless, but also had like an extra like beading strap, if that makes sense.
Oh, beading strap.
Corset vibe.
Yep.
With like crystals down my stomach and dangling crystals. And then I had a giant feather cape that was just leaving a trail of feathers on the red carpet. And everyone was blaming me.
No, wasn't you.
There were like four people that had feathers.
I don't know. I can't quite remember the name of the first girl, but her feather trail was so long it needed two people to hold it. And that thing was molting like a big German shepherd.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Mine was molting a lot. I also, it couldn't have all been me. Otherwise, I would have been featherless by the end of the day.
It wasn't really you.
But
no.
I also got to meet my co-panelist, Mel B, Spice Girl Mel B.
I reckon we start saying co-judge.
Co-judge.
Co-judge. Yeah.
Yeah, we do judge. Yeah.
You judge. You judge.
Met Mel in the hotel lobby about, an hour before the red carpet.
What was that like meeting Mel B, a Spice Girl?
Well, I was a bit nervous, but I also knew that like I can't be starstruck because I just need to be like, hey Mel, I'm Abby. You know what I mean?
You know,
because
it's funny
you're
you say
on the same
that
panel.
Because my barber was like, oh, I saw Abby's doing, he's British, Abby's doing the Masked Singer with Mel B. And I was like, yeah. He's like, she needs to meet her at her eye level. Otherwise, you might get overtaken by Mel.
Yeah, and I think I did that.
Well, you were on the red carpet hanging out like your best mates.
I was. She jumped on my back at one point and made the broadcast, apparently.
Yeah, great.
She piggybacked me on the Glambot thing. Everyone else was doing very serious things.
What's the Glambot?
It's like a slow motion camera they have where it's like you do like a small movement and it's like whoosh. And
yes.
Like,
oh, yes.
But ours was just her jumping on my back.
Well, we obviously had a chat with Mel. I was on the red carpet with a microphone. Abby was looking great. Mel was there as well. Hear how that went. Any drama so far? What's happened?
Okay, so Mel B has been carrying... So I have a feather cape on, and Mel B has been carrying my cape around. So that's been
so
really
you've got
exciting.
It on now, though?
No, but she's been holding it like she's my assistant.
Oh, so Mel B is your assistant?
Mel B is my assistant tonight. It's amazing. I love her more than anything.
Mel, this is my radio co-host.
Hello, Mel.
Hey,
it's
me.
How just
are
me
you?
Again. Mel.
I'm Rowan. Lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
He's got his shirt with Abby Chapman.
There we go. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But go.
I just
skip.
Got my hair and makeup done in like I want to be a Spice Girl, even though I am.
You are. Well, you are one. Yeah,
and I was thinking, is my makeup guy Max looking at me going, what the bloody hell are
so
you thinking?
Bring that with you on when
like,
you come to Australia.
Like
yeah, because you want to, and you want to be one, so you are.
And I just want to make sure that I know who I am every day.
Yeah, of course, yes.
That's why you should wear that.
No. Mel, have you been carrying this around for Abby? Is that what I've heard?
I haven't been carrying it around. I just want to make sure that my girl's okay because this is fabulous.
She's been lifting it.
We don't want her to take it off.
No.
It has to be with her all times.
Yes, yes.
And we want it to make sure it's in all of its glory.
Yeah, all of its glory. Yeah,
have you seen
Mel's
have
just
you seen
pulling it out.
Feathers everywhere.
I want to be a Spice Girl.
Oh, she's amazing.
Well, if anyone can endorse you,
she's a bad bitch.
Oh,
she's a bad bitch.
I missed that part even in the record.
That's amazing.
Hey, good to see as well. Your voice is much different now to then.
So I thought that it.
Oh no, it's an Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
There is huge news in the Australian television world, and no, it isn't that I'm on The Masked Singer.
Well, we just had the Logies.
We just had the Logies, but this is huge potential news.
Sweet. What is it?
Now, apparently, a special of the Kath and Kim show is rumored to be in the works. So not a reboot, but a special of all the times they've travelled on tour or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't quite understand.
Right. So it sounds like they're just putting all the fun bits together.
Yes. Which, like, I mean, yeah.
I thought you were a really big fan of Kath and Kim.
No, I am, but because of that, I've seen all the things.
Is it because you're hungover, you don't care?
No. If it was a reboot, I would care. If it was fresh content, I would care. If I could get a part in it, I would care. It's more, it's that it's like, okay, put what's splicing together, control K, splicing together different clips.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I can just YouTube them separately.
Yeah, but what about like elderly, like, people.
That would be nice for them, yeah. That would be nice. No, it is nice, but I personally am not excited because I've seen what I need to see.
You've seen all you needed to see.
And I can go back and see my favourite moments.
Who do you reckon you'd play? Because I know I think...
Epony Ray.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
You would be Epony Ray.
Epony Ray, 100%. But look, I'm excited for there to be more content, I guess, to digest. And maybe actually, you know what, now that I'm thinking about it...
Oh, here we go.
Maybe there are moments that I forget that I've seen. And
yes.
I can look back and go, wow, wasn't that funny?
Yes.
I did see Magda Zabanski last night.
Oh, so did I. She looked great.
Didn't say hi to her, obviously.
Why?
We're not friends. But
I
walked past her and I got very excited. But I will say, she didn't have a netball uniform on.
Oh.
So I don't think this reboot is legit.
Okay.
I'm worried, you know. But she did, actually, you know what? She did mention footy franks.
What, at the carpet?
Yeah, no, on stage. Tia Maria and footy franks.
Oh.
So maybe that was a hint from Magda. She did look right in my eyes.
Your eyes.
She looked right in my eyes, third table back. She looked right in my eyes and said, Tia Maria and footy franks.
That looks like Epony Ray.
Epony Ray.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
It's time for... The Movie Game.
Well.
Okay, so currently Rowan is sitting high and mighty.
Yep.
Past the pearly gates
as
the movie god.
Yeah, and I know I brought this up with you earlier in the week, but I think we should have a little chat about how, because I'm just dominating, you know, and because I'm so high up, if I was to lose, I would technically go back one, which would just make me,
Holy Spirit.
But really, that's still very high.
It's still very high.
So I wonder if it's we go all the way up, and then if I lose, it's movie man.
But then you also wanted to have a clause where... If you went all the way down to movie embryo, then you would then go straight up to movie man if you won again. And that's not fair.
It goes either way. I think it's fair. Even Max
fair.
Is like, actually, it's a movie.
I actually think that's fair.
No, because it's... I don't know
about you. I
want
you to remain as an embryo for as long as you can.
Well, then actually, I can remain as high and mighty as long as I like.
Okay, fine.
You reckon we go back straight to the middle when I lose?
But here's the. So you have to have a winning streak and a losing streak to get.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You know what?
It's a bad idea.
We'll give it a go.
Okay. All right. Okay. You okay. With
okay.
That?
Here we go.
Max, you okay with that? If I lose, I got a movie man.
Yeah. And here is the movie game. Here's what happens because movie. God is so is so literally high and mighty and so omnipotent, omnipresent. He's all those things.
Yeah.
About knowing movies, and I don't know anything about movies. It's a way for me to learn and for him to show off. So here's what happens.
Yep.
I read out a vague plot to a movie.
Yep.
And names as buzzers, either you or the contestant yell out and if you guess the movie is.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
It's as simple as that.
Very simple game.
Hello to you, Kyle.
Hello. Do you know what? I came into this feeling very confident about my movie ability. And the more that you've talked about your movie ability, I'm feeling less confident, but I'm feeling competitive.
You mean the movie? Sorry, I'll only be addressed as movie god.
Oh, sorry, movie god.
No,
right.
Not Kyle, a problem. Don't. Thanks, do that. Kyle. Kyle, that doesn't need to happen. Doesn't need to happen.
Well, it does need to happen because I am one and holy.
Okay. All right, let's go up.
Okay, right. Let's. Well, right. I mean,
double drone, please.
Double drone, okay. I don't know if you get to decide when there's a double drone.
No, because I want to get.
The one thing I
want to see you back on track. Back on track, please. Oh. Back on track.
I spent the morning not only not researching movies, but researching your Logies dressed from last night to Abby.
Thank you, Kyle.
And I think the voice is worth it.
Thank you.
Kyle, we're doing the movie game.
Now, sorry, I'm getting distracted.
Kyle, I agree. Thank you. Love you. All right, let's go. During a nuclear test, the French government inadvertently mutates a lizard nest. Years later, a giant monster makes its way to
movie
New York.
I think it's Godzilla.
Yep.
Kyle!
Care with the French
you there? Kyle!
How are the French involved?
They always get involved,
They're
mate.
Always involved,
mate. Always involved, mate.
All right.
Always.
Next one.
Next one.
Now, Kyle, don't let him ruin your confidence here.
Okay, sorry. I'm
and also, see how he says his name and then he pauses?
No, I don't.
You're allowed to do that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ready?
I'm learning.
When maladjusted orphan vandalizes a theme park.
Kyle.
What?
Yes, Kyle.
Oh, Kyle?
I took your advice to call my name early.
You better know it.
Annie.
A maladjusted orphan.
So you're saying Annie is a maladjusted orphan? Kyle! <Annie.
laughs> No, Kyle.
All right. Continue the question to the movie god.
Oh, I don't want to do this because you're going to win.
I mean, I don't know. I might not get it right.
He is placed with foster parents and must work at the park to make amends. There he meets a young sea creature who has been separated from his family.
Annie. Kyle.
Kyle, you've had your turn. Kyle, you've had your go. No. Shush.
Can I go as Annie?
I think we should. I think
no.
I think Annie should get a guess.
Oh, what do you reckon? What do you reckon it is, Annie? By the way, you can have this guess if the rest of your game, your name is Annie.
Okay, Annie.
Free Willy?
Yes.
Okay. Well done, Annie.
Annie.
Thank you. I'll let Kyle know how good I am.
Annie.
Kyle sucks. So good on you, Annie.
Well done, Annie. Taking over.
All right. Here we go.
For the win. A scientist builds an animated human being. The scientist dies before he can finish assembling the creation, leaving the young man with an odd appearance, accentuated by sharp objects he has instead of hands.
Move on.
Annie.
Oh. Edward Scissorhands. Bite me, Annie and Kyle.
I'm giving the phone back to Kyle.
Yeah, put back Kyle on so I can give it to Kyle. Hey, Kyle, you there? Kyle, you there?
Yeah,
Kyle,
I'm back. This is a stupid game.
You are. Sorry, Kyle.
You know what? This game is. I think we get rid of it next week.
No, it's actually really next. By the way.
What are you now?
I don't know. Even godlier. I don't know. What could it be?
We should have done the Pope and stuff in between. I don't know.
I don't want to be the Pope, by the way.
We'll find out what's bigger than God.
Movie God. Movie all power?
I don't like that.
We'll figure it out. Well, that happens. Okay. Another one to the movie God. And you know what? If you want to play the movie game, I know that I've made it hard for everyone, not actually winning any of these great tickets, but your next trip to the movies, it's got a whole lot comfy at Hoyts. Book your recliner seats now at hoyts.com.au. You actually have to win this to get the Lux tickets. And Lux is the best in town. So, I mean, I know I'm very good at it, but hey.
I mean, yeah.
Next time.
I don't
next
really
time.
Care anymore about this game.
No, you're just hungover and you hate everything.
No, because you just won again and it's like, why does no one of quality call through?
Hot nights with Abby Chatfield. On the podcast, things are very hot.
Very Abby.
The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Happy birthday to the Chatfield. Oh, come on. Dear Abby.
Happy birthday to you. I've got no voice.
You've got no voice,
so, that's so...
Well, you've still got half a show to go, so you better pick it up. Producer Max just got you a bunch of stuff. That was his birthday present to you.
Yeah. Got Strepsils.
Yeah, what else drops, you got? What else you got?
Vapor drops, immune support, vapor drops, normal, Strepsils, Betadine, water.
Max, can you send this whole break out to our sales team? We need that. They could sell this for sure. Hey, speaking of fun things and your birthday, I mean, I have a present.
Oh my God.
It's like you forgot.
Oh my God. No, because it doesn't feel like my birthday.
Well, there's all these cards in here.
No, I've been trying. It's actually been quite sad.
What has been?
I've been trying. There we go.
Yeah.
I've been trying to like feel my birthday, but the issue is with the Logies last night.
Yeah.
Channel 10 threw this huge party for my birthday.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
They didn't invite you or Max or like my friends or my mum. I was like, 10, I love you at the after party. Like, it was actually the Abby party. Abby party, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was quickly said, people were confused.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
And it said on the walls, the stars have aligned.
For Abby.
For Abby's birthday. Yeah. Gemini Queen is what they said.
Okay.
But yeah, no. So I just forget it's my birthday because Channel 10 didn't invite who I wanted them to invite.
So I've kind of pulled an Abby Chatfield / Christabel vibe here. Taste of your own medicine. If you want to say the medicine isn't. Look, it's coming. I've got your present, but it's coming. It's in the air.
What do you mean it's in the air?
Yeah, it's getting done.
Rowan.
Careful.
I had your present.
Max had my present. Let's be quick.
That's true, Max.
Very careful. But I've got a little cuff.
Is it cord? I love cords.
Yeah, you like
cords. What happened to my one present per day?
I thought you'd forgotten about it. Here you go, little card.
Chats, so cute. Oh, Chatsy. Oh, my God. Okay, let me read it out.
So just a little card. Just a little card for the Chatsy.
Oh, my God. You know, I have a birthday girl sash in my bag and also birthday princess sunglasses I should put on.
Yeah. Max is going to get them now. Okay. So a little card there. What does it say?
You have not aged well.
Well.
And you know what? After last night.
Maybe not.
I'd agree. I mean, I'm not looking my best. My makeup sat on my face for over 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
You look fantastic always. Always.
Not this morning, babe, but thank you.
Okay, try it.
To the bestie I never thought I needed. That's not. It's actually really nice, but also like kind of mean.
Why?
Never thought I needed you.
Well, I didn't think I needed. Well, not you. I was like, you were. You know, you popped in, and here you are.
Oh,
I didn't know I needed you.
You didn't know, like the daughter I've ever had vibes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah.
Thank you for reigniting my love for this business and my motivation to be great. I owe all to you. And Dave Karen. Yep. Happy birthday. Love the slug. That's so nice. I love you.
Love you, darling.
Oh,
thank you.
I love you so much. We're so lucky to work together.
We are. Well, now I'm a bit emotional.
I know, me too. I'm actually emotional. I love you so much. Well, that's nice. Except I'm glad you did the mean card.
Yeah.
Because it evens out the emotions.
Yeah.
Don't be too sooky, mate.
Yeah. I mean, I could have wrote a lot more, but there was a small card.
Tiny card. Bad head running.
Happy birthday.
Love you.
I actually think you'll like my present more than the card. I know you like that card, but the present's great.
I've actually gotten the best presents I've ever got in my entire life this year.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to tell everyone about the Conrad present?
Yeah. So, well, my girlfriend's actually got me a cameo from my favourite TikToker.
Even I liked that.
Yeah,
that
loved
was
it.
So great.
Hilarious, right? Conrad then got me a necklace where he did like a pinky promise with Marco before he died. Didn't know he was going to die at this point. It was a pinky promise and it's like a necklace and one side is Conrad's fingerprint.
Yep.
And the other side is Marco's fingerprint. Rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
And mum got me a framed, she blew up. Sorry.
She blew up?
Sorry. She got, she Laura. Framed, she framed and blew up.
Sorry. Laura, no.
She framed.
I thought she was quite nice. Who'd she frame? She blew up something and framed them. Unbelievable. She's evil. She is sinister. I know where you get it.
There are these photos my grandma and pa took on their honeymoon in Yamba in 1953. Photos of Yamba. Oh. And she blew them up and framed them. The photos that my pa took.
Oh,
isn't that
really
nice?
It is really nice.
Yeah, and then there's also a photo of grandma. And then she also got me a ceramic duck. But
That's okay. Yeah, Connor was telling me about that present before he was going to use it. Oh, I was like, mate, that is a
perfect
killer.
Oh, I was sobbing.
That is a killer.
Best present I've ever gotten. And my mum also got me a Marco necklace. So I've got two Marco necklaces.
Wow.
Always in me. Another prince. I love him.
Love you.
Love Happy you. Birthday. Thanks, babe.
Hot night. So that'd be Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Yay!
Logies last night, baby. And it was my first one because my whole career has been in COVID.
You've been there excited, haven't you?
So I've been, I mean, I was pretty excited. I honestly had pretty low expectations.
Oh, in what part?
Well, award ceremonies are always very boring.
They are. People don't understand.
And
they're like, don't, if you hear a glamorous awards part, just think they're very long.
Yeah, very long and very boring. But this one, maybe it's because I was, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Probably.
But yeah, I didn't find it painful. I found it interesting. I think as well because I liked that, you know, when they read out the different shows that were nominated, I got to see little clips, like watching little trailers. It was nice.
It's like you were sitting there watching the TV.
Yeah, it was great watching the TV. And I was like, oh, I'm here. You know, they had a great opener. They had Jessica Mauboy sang, Callum Scott sang.
He's great, isn't he?
His voice is amazing.
Amazing.
It was really, really, I actually had a really nice time. My only issue was my voice. I was struggling with that and I had a big headache.
Yeah.
But that wasn't anything to do with the ceremony. I actually had a really nice time.
Cool.
And guess what won a Logie?
Oh, I know what you're thinking. The I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
She said yes, everyone.
Some phlegm just came up. So I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here won for, I'm not sure what, Best Entertainment. Who cares?
Who cares?
Because the EP, Alex,
yeah,
has been nominated 8 times and never won.
Oh, that's good then. Right? That's great.
So when he won, I was so excited. And then I ran over and I was like, in the ad break, I was like, because it's live TV, everyone, we have ad breaks where you get to go to the bathroom and like, you didn't think of that really. Like,
no, I didn't, no.
Yeah, so like there's ad breaks. So there's ad break now, lights come on a bit and you can run around.
I didn't even think of when you put up on your stories, the countdown to sit down, as in yes. This is when we're going live.
Yes, there are countdowns that are like in 30 seconds, in 20 seconds, in 10, you have to sit
great
down.
Great idea.
Good idea, right? And you get locked out if you go to the bathroom and you're not back in, right? And they're feet sealers. Anyway, feet sealers. There are
feet fillers. Yes. Feet fillers. I don't know what a feet is, but.
Seat fillers. Anyway, yeah. Ran over to Alex and I was like, oh my God, because I love him. I was like, congratulations. He's the best. He's a big brother. I love Ireland. I'm a celeb.
Yep.
And he said to me, I'm not kidding. He said, this is for you as well. And I said, Alex, stop it. And he said, no, honestly, because we didn't get Logies the last 3 years. And this is your year, is counting. Your year was amazing.
Nice.
This is also for you. So I didn't want to bring it up, but I think I won a Logie last night.
Indirect Logie?
No, I think I won a direct Logie because I was the champion the year before.
Oh, so if anyone can claim it out of, it can be you.
It's the winner.
You won.
It's the winner. As the winner, I actually won a Logie. So, Alex, you've done a lot of work to get me that Logie.
So thanks, bro.
And I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Your 8 nominations. And then all you needed was a Chatfield.
What about after party vibes?
Well, after party was fun. I actually, so I got changed out of my dress because it was beautiful, but God couldn't breathe or couldn't wing in it.
Okay.
So went upstairs because it was in the hotel lobby, the ballroom, sorry, not the lobby.
Not Party's in the lobby. Okay, sweet.
In the ballroom, right? It's really? Actually a very fun party.
Yeah.
And I went upstairs, got changed into like a blazer dress. And then I went downstairs and everyone was dancing and one of the makeup artists, one of my faves, was doing like full on like high kicks when she was dancing because she was wearing pants. And I thought, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I was really jealous. I was standing there having super light dancing. And I said, come upstairs with me. I got changed into my verbose outfit and slippers.
Oh, you're still wearing it.
Still wearing it? Yep. and then came back downstairs. And then, yeah, there were wonderful people there.
Great.
It was really fun.
Yeah, yeah.
What else happened? I mean, there
no
were
drama.
You know what it was? Channel 10 PR are going to kill me.
What?
They organised a flash mob.
Oh, God, I hate flash mob.
No, I hate them. And people.
What did you do in that flash mob?
I wasn't involved in it. I was just watching. And then Miguel pulled me in so hard because he was trying to get Dr. Chris next to me. And obviously, Chris is 6'6".
He's huge. I didn't realize how big he was until last night.
He's huge, right?
Yeah.
And Chris is so strong. So Miguel pulling him doesn't do anything. Miguel, with his entire body, I'm like, Miguel, no, I don't want to get in the flash mob. I don't want to get in the flash mob.
You're in it.
Pulls me, and I heard the lining of my blazer rip because he pulled me that it didn't hurt or anything, but he was just like, come on, Abby, and like pulled me into the middle, and then I had to try and do a flash mob. It was very...
Oh, my God, you did the flash mob.
And there was no filming. It wasn't like for anything. It was just like a funny thing. And then I think Channel 10 actually hired professional dancers to get a party started.
They probably would have.
There was a man there who tried to make me do the salsa with him, but I had a vodka orange in my hand.
Get away from me.
And I spilled it all over him, and I was like, babe, I love you, but like that was your own doing.
That was your fault, yeah.
I'm sorry. And then after the after party, you know, people dispersed and went their own ways, didn't they?
Did their own thing.
Okay. Did their own thing together.
Together. Okay, yeah. Good to know.
It was anything else happen?
Well, now, you didn't talk much more because you can't really talk now.
No, it was awful. Like, my throat is so sore.
But first, Logies.
I actually had a good time.
Success.
What I've learned is comfort is key.
Comfort is key.
Yep.
Well, that's your experience of Logies. Next on Hot Nights Over Chatfield, we'll talk about my experience and maybe something that we launched on the red carpet. We'll do that next. Hot Nights Over Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Yay!
So, you obviously had a great Logies last night.
I had a great time. Honestly, despite my voice, my headache and my feet hurting, I actually had a really good time, and everyone is quite mean to the Logies. I had a fun time. Keen to go back.
What do you mean they're mean?
Well, everyone goes, oh, it's so boring. Oh, no.
I'm jealous.
No, people that are actually there. But I think they are jaded.
Jaded?
Do you know who loved the Logies? Bert Newton.
Bert did love the Logies. Bert loved them. That's quite sad. I saw that little tribute.
Yeah, Patty did a beautiful tribute to him, and it was really... I was almost in tears, but I couldn't because I had eyeliner on, so I didn't want to cry.
Yeah, you look fantastic.
But, yeah.
So we, as in producer Max and I, went up there.
You did, to the Goldie.
Yeah, yesterday morning.
To my hometown.
To the whole town.
Did you feel like it was like Abbeville, or did you feel like more connected with me at the Gold Coast?
A little bit, especially when we were sitting on Cavill Avenue drinking a couple of pints, and then we were like, this feels like Abby.
Yeah, vibes.
So we flew up there, had lunch, lovely palmy, rolled into the Star. By the way, because I was drinking those, and we were drinking pretty quick, I was busting, like busting, like dying, busting. And then we had to get there and wait for our media accreditation so we could go onto the red carpet, right? And so I'm like, hey, I called the studio. I was like, hey, I need a wee. He's like, well, we can't yet. And I was like, yeah, can you just take me up? He said, no, everyone has to wait here. And I was like, mate, please. And he said, no. And then Ash, one of the girls from B105, was like, I need to go as well. He's like, you guys just wait, not too far. Anyway, got to about, I reckon, 5 minutes before the lovely lady was to bring her accreditation. And I was like, no, I'm going. Dropped my bag. I said, Max, you grab my accreditation. He said, sure. I ran around the back of the Star, kneeled down and weed on the building.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You weed on the Star?
Yeah. I weed on the Star. And I ran through the car park. Everyone was like, what's he doing?
You weed on
a
Gold Coast monument.
I hid behind, and weed on Jupiter's. Can you believe it? I went around and I was like,
what if I weed on whatever's in Launceston?
The Bogues Brewery.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time. So anyway, I run back and get all these funny looks. Anyway, accreditation comes up and we go on. It was good. And I was wearing, my ankle was sore because I had surgery. I was just wearing my Puma shoes. Great shoes, by the way, the suede classics. Me Subies, lovely jeans.
Vibes.
Right? Comfy. Blazer jacket. And I had a shirt on that said Abby Chatfield for Gold 2023. Gold Logie with your face on the top of it.
I think I can get one within the next 10 years.
I reckon you'd get one quicker. I actually reckon you'd get one quicker. If I was really thinking about it, I was like, ha ha, jokesy. I was like, I actually reckon.
I reckon in 5 years, I reckon by 2027, by the time I'm 32, I'll have one. Or at least a nomination.
I was going to say at least a nomination.
Because the thing about Australian media is there are 10 people, you get everything.
Yes.
I'm starting to be one of those people.
You're starting to
Sorry,
get
everyone,
everything.
It's just the reality.
So obviously we kind of just said we were launching the campaign last night.
Yeah.
So we're just campaigning for you.
I loved the launch. Launch party. We had a launch party for the campaign.
Oh my God, we had a launch party.
The Logies was the launch party.
They threw you a birthday party and they threw us a launch party.
Thank you, Logies. Thank you, TV Week.
So we were asking a bunch of people on the red carpet, stars, celebrities, big legends that they are, about how they felt about the campaign. How are you feeling about Abby on The Masked Singer?
I'm excited, man.
Doozy.
I can't wait. We're going to have the time of our lives. It's going to be huge.
Huge.
See the shirt, Huzy.
Mate, it's an early call and I like it. I think that could be the new Logie from now on. Maybe it should be called the Abbeys, yeah? I want to win an Abbey.
Yeah, you want to win an Abbey?
I want an Abbey on my mantelpiece.
Got too many. No, they're called vibrators. They're the bush ones.
Abby Chatfield for gold 2023, Carl?
I think we can run her into a gold.
I reckon if she asks enough people that feel obliged to nominate her. Tell me how she works.
Does she drink or anything? Or she
can drink. She drinks a lot.
Are you sure?
Loves a beer. She's a Queenslander, you know.
If you're going to win the gold, you've got to be able to drink the gold.
No, oh, she does love a gold.
4X.
Hello, Soph. Hello. We're here to endorse Abby for gold 2023.
I'm in. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised she does. Yeah.
Skip the whole silver and just go straight to gold.
Yeah. She's had it that, you know, with everything else in her career as well.
Everything. My name's Blake. Probable 2022 failed.
Oh. Well,
I was wrong. The gold Loki, and I hereby give my next year's spot. Should I get one? Two abs.
Andy, hello. Good to see you. You all, mate? You good? You see the shirt?
Yeah.
Endorsing Abby for 2023.
And just quickly, though, for what show specifically?
She hasn't been. Masked Singer, I reckon.
Masked Singer. She's got that one, doesn't she?
She wants to skip the silver and go straight to gold, yeah.
Okay, Masked Singer, that'll work. She doesn't have my vote.
Okay, I guess you won't.
But and the only reason is I am easily bribed. So it's much better for me to say that she doesn't have my vote and then see what comes my way.
She can bribe you and get the free stuff, of course, yeah. Oh, Maria. Maria. Have you seen what Breath I'm wearing? Till.
That's it.
Please tell me all about it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Abby for the gold.
We're starting the campaign early, Moran.
Okay, I'm in. I'm behind it.
Great.
Putting myself behind it.
You'd be brave to not, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Or I'll end up as an episode topic, potentially on the show.
God, don't do that.
No, Moran, I wouldn't do that to you, gorgeous thing. Unless...
A lot of yeses. One no from Andy Lee.
I mean, if Hamish is saying yes and Andy's saying no, it's very confusing.
Another failed gold Loki. That didn't age well, did it?
I mean, it didn't because he got the gold, but also I thought Carl and I had beef. I'm glad he doesn't know who I am.
He was a very busy boy last night, and then we started talking about 4X gold, and all of a sudden, he had a lot of time for me.
God love him. All right.
He loves you. Looking good. 2023. Gold Loki, here we come, baby.
Fingers crossed.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Your first date?
How did it go?
Did you guys do it?
Was it amazing?
Babe, first date Friday that turns into, it matures and it turns into date review Monday. We love it. Should. At least I'm making sound now.
Yeah, I think you've warmed up a bit.
Yeah. So, they make fun of me.
Don't make fun of me.
Don't make fun of me.
Don't
make fun of me.
Don't.
That's actually, I'm not kidding. That's actually how deep my voice has to go to make sound. Oh. Anyway, so last week we spoke to Beth. She was excited about a date, hadn't gone on a date in a little while.
Yep.
Let's see how it went. Beth, what happened this weekend, babes?
So we ended up going to the pasta place that I mentioned.
Yes.
Yes.
Food was phenomenal.
What'd you get?
Honestly, that was the best thing. Oh, it's like this spaghetti carbonara, but they make everything like fresh in store. Or not in store, but like in the restaurant.
Do they mix it in that big cheese wheel thing?
No, I don't think so, but there is a lot of cheese on top of it. And it's so nice.
Worth it.
It actually went really, really well, and I was, like, very, very shocked that it went really well.
The date?
Okay, in what way? Did you kiff?
He did give me a kiff, but it was, like, it wasn't awkward, but it was more, like, the situation of how it happened was awkward.
Describe.
Come on, Beth.
So he walked me back to my car. I parked in a car park. He walked me back to my car, really sweet of him.
Yeah.
And I was trying to put my ticket in to pay, and I couldn't find the slot that said, like, insert ticket here. So it was literally like a guessing game.
It was like, insert my tongue here.
Yeah. Is that what the kids call it these days?
And I literally said to him, am I, like, can I not see it? Like, do I need to get my glasses from my car? Because I can't see it. And he goes, no, like, it's just here. And I'm like, where? I can't see it. And I was freaking out, just being like, I need to get out of this car park, because it just was, like, freaking me out.
Sounds like a lot, yes.
Then he just goes, no, it's fine, like, don't stress. And then he just grabbed me by my chin and pulled me in for a kiss.
Oh, I don't know about the grabbing by the chin.
And I was
Do you like it, Beth? My nipples just got inverted. Instead of getting hard, they got inverted.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It was more just like, it caught me by surprise, and I kind of liked that, like the bit of spontaneity. I was like, oh, I did not expect it to go that way, but it did, and I was very happy it did.
I mean, yeah, totally. I'm glad that
long kiss or just like a
yeah. Was it a peck? Was it a kiss? Or was it a pash?
No, it was a kiss. It wasn't a quick peck, but it was like a
two lips going together. Four lips.
Pausing.
Yes. No. Pausing is a peck, but I would say a kiss is a. Wouldn't you, ooh, Beth? You know what I mean? Like a.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that. Is that?
But it was also kind of awkward because it's like I'm at a pay station. I'm trying to pay. Like, could you wait like 2 seconds to get back to my car?
He would have been freaking out, as in like, I got to get this done.
Yeah, but I wait for an organic moment. I know I got to get this done. Weird.
That's what it feels like. But that's what kind of feels like. But yeah, you liked it. Cool.
It was a great day. I had a lot of fun. So I'm like, I kind of see a little bit of potential. Cool. Don't want to get too ahead of myself. But like, I'm like, he asked me for a second day. Wouldn't say no.
Okay.
Also, and hasn't asked you yet.
Hasn't asked me yet. No, because I'm literally working all 7 days this week. It's a bit hard. And then he's going to Melbourne for a holiday. So I'm like.
Time, poor queen.
Oh, God.
You stole the words out of my brain.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Time poor queen.
I get it. Pippa, I get it. It's hard to date when you're a time poor queen, busy queen.
Yeah.
But maybe the kiss then was right, being time poor.
Maybe.
It's like, I need to get this done because she's so time poor.
Because she's so time poor. You've got time poor vibe. Well, if you just stay on the chat, Beth, maybe it's not like he's gone forever.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah.
Give it a week and see what happens. Oh, I love this.
What did you do with our money too? We sent you $100. Did you spend it on him or you just pocket it?
I haven't thought about what to do with it yet. I did offer to pay for the date. He said no. We ended up playing like card roulette. So I went to the person to pay and I was like, pick one of the cards, any cards. And he picked his card. And I was like, okay.
I like that. I actually like that better than splitting.
Yeah.
I like card roulette. I think that's great.
Good one. Well, that's fun. Good for you, Beth. I'm glad there's potential there.
Yeah, I'm glad too.
Well done, Beth. I'm so happy for you, babe.
At Hot Nights with Abby, if you're going on a date this weekend, let us know. You heard us talk to Beth. It's fun. We help. It's good. We give you our opinion. We also give you $100 to spend clearly how you like. We prefer you spend on the date, make it a bit saucy, but hey.
You could also just, you know, buy yourself a nice new toner from Mecca or something. Oh,
Yeah, on the makeup, or you get yourself a new top.
Or you could just, like, pay a bill with it. Like, we don't care.
Totally. If you're behind your phone bill,
you need to do.
Send it to Optus.
Hell yeah.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot.
Very Abby.
The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights Podcast. Very hot.
Very Abby.
Hot Nights, baby, tonight.
Is that a new opener?
It's one of the... I just haven't rolled that out in a while.
Oh, babe. That one's
fun. Do you like that one?
I love that one.
Actually says Sonic 001, which means it's the first one Kai ever made.
Wow, that probably sounds like a disco mix. I love that, Kai. That's amazing.
That's what we do, baby.
We love Kai. So there's this new device, right?
Oh.
Vape detectors.
Oh, great.
That will lock children
inside
bathrooms.
I don't like how that sounds. shouldn't lock children anywhere.
No, but if they vape in the bathroom...
Oh, you're saying it's the child vapes?
Yeah.
What, just in general? Or is this a school vibe?
I think it's at school. I don't think it's just random bathrooms, only children. There's only like a mechanism to be like...
You've got to go in there before they hit that vape. You've got to check
life-saving
check
club.
The toilet. Yeah. No. Oh, yeah.
No.
Mom, Dad!
Yeah.
Let me out.
But because apparently kids are vaping at school, which is...
Good vape.
To me, honestly...
Awful.
Shocking. If you were a girl...
It's not good, but like I remember being in high school and there were kids that would run away for a smoke.
Yeah, mate, but not at my school.
Mate, you're from Queensland, mate, surely.
No, honestly.
I was at a co-ed school in Tasmania. Pretty rough. So, standard.
Yeah, I mean, what's standard to have a durry?
I actually think most of the high schools around Launceston, yes. I didn't do it. But yeah, there was always like a group that would run away for a smoke.
I always got tummy pain from smoking, so I never really smoked.
You what?
I always got tummy pain.
Tummy pain.
Yeah, the only time I've had a cigarette was when I was with, a full one, was when I was with Lime Cordial, the first time I met them. I'm not blaming them, but...
Sounds like you are.
I wanted to seem cool, so I had a cigarette at the back of their gig. I don't remember this. This is from 2016. Anyway, so, as we know, I'm passionately anti-vape. Do I have a suck every so often? Yeah. Because Max is going to out me right now. I can feel it.
Producer Max is here now.
Max is going to use it against me because he's seen me. I've taken his vape. I had a suck. But literally, I'm going to say one suck a month.
You're doing one suck a month situation.
I reckon one suck a month.
I think you should lift that up a little bit.
I don't think that's enough. I think it's an appropriate suck.
Oh, sorry, are we still talking about vapes? Sorry, I don't know. You said one suck a month. I was like, that's not enough.
I think that's appropriate.
Vapes, though? That's probably too many for you.
Right. But Max, what do you think of locking children in bathrooms when they vape?
Children? Yes. Like, it's fine. No. I'm 28, so it's all right. It's okay by me.
Now, you quit vaping for a little while. You've had a traumatic incident recently.
Yes, thank you for bringing up that my boyfriend left me to move to the UK.
No, she said traumatic experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't bring up the boyfriend. You brought it up again.
Sorry, I'm pretty sure you brought it up, Rowan.
I was talking about the fact that I didn't like the cake that you bought me.
Oh, God. Well, hang on a second. We had to have another vape.
I don't like being vaping here.
Are you double vaping?
Why have you got two vapes in your hand?
Sorry, he's got two vapes.
It's the Wild
hand.
Wild West. Tandem. He's got two vapes.
Look at him.
What? No, it's because one of them's new and one of them's not new, and I'm just not sure which one's which anymore.
So he hits them
and
both, so, figures it out.
Yeah.
You what hit them that? Both at the same time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Still on the. I'm like, I've quit. It's just not going very well.
Well, you're not quit. You haven't quit.
I've quit. It's just going very badly. But, you know, look, these sound very sensible. Kids should not vape. I would love to give up vaping. All I'm going to say, like, is that if you guys want to keep me looking after the show while the show's on, maybe don't put these in the bathrooms at work.
Keep sucking. Oh, no.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very heavy. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Everyone, we have a new show coming on after our show. Yeah. It's very exciting. New show, same old boys. If that makes sense.
New show, same boys. They've been around.
I actually met one of your friends last night.
We did.
I'm so sorry, whoever you met.
All it was someone got to meet and they were really loving. They were like, oh, you know Jimmy and Nate? And I was like, yeah, they're starting your show tomorrow. This voice is not good.
Just so you know, Abby's really trying to be excited here, but her voice is just really letting it out.
I'm smiling as hard as I can.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, I'm from Hobart. And I was like, cool. And that was kind of where it ended. I was like, my co-host is from Launceston.
So they're from the swamp end. Jimmy and Nathan here, boys. How are you? What's happening?
Good, guys. I tell you, I'm bloody
nice
pumped.
Nice to have you here. How good.
Oh. It's exciting.
Yeah.
This is actually not my debut on the Abby Chatfield show either.
Yeah, you've been on before.
I've been twice in one show before. Speaking of Tasmania, it's when we had that blackout.
That's right.
Yeah, and we didn't have anything.
Two cables that ran between the mainland and Tasmania.
And both got cut, which was insane.
True story, when Tassie got cut from the mainland, you had to go to a landline phone, and I'm friends with Trin, who works on the show.
Yes.
And Trin called me first, and she went, and this is a little bit about me, Jimmy. She goes, can you drive into work and get on the land? I went, no way.
No way.
Sounds
no, I wouldn't have done either. No way.
And I did exactly that. Yeah.
Big fan. Hey, so what's on the show tonight? What are you doing? What's going on? What's it going to be about?
I think the first thing we want to do is strip it right back. And I think the very first question we're asking is just what the hell everybody's up to. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because this is a new slot to us. So we want to get what the vibe is.
What is the vibe for that slot? Naughty? Is it naughtier than naughty after 8:40?
We go naughty after 8:40. So our show's naughty probably.
Yeah. So it's just going to be,
Well, that's why we've come in nude.
Filthy after 8:50.
Okay with it. I did consent to this before.
We both did think you'd be bigger, Jimmy, but it still looks impressive.
Oh, it's cold in this gym.
Oh, you've got the aircon on.
I understand grower. Yes, I see it. Yeah.
But that's what we're doing. I guess getting to know him a little bit.
We've got Vance Drew on the show as well.
Yeah, Vancey Joy.
Thought he'd be taller, but he's not very tall.
Very short. Also very clumsy. So you know how there's that story about Vance Joy breaking this TV here?
Yeah.
Last night I heard a story about him dropping his aria.
Yes, and that would be something he'd do.
And I said, classic Vance Joy, everyone.
He's a klutz.
You clumsy, short man.
short, clumsy man.
Sorry. He's doing the world-famous rooftop you're hosting. Is that how you're introing him?
Smallest roofs, biggest stars.
Please come to the stage, this small, uncoordinated.
That's it.
Abs, we wanted to do something special for you as well.
Good.
So today's the birthday,
it's
yes?
It's my B-day. Yeah, subtle.
We couldn't figure out from the balloons. Now, the Jimmy Nath budget is a little smaller than the Hot
smaller,
Nights.
By the way.
Than the Hot Nights without a chat budget. Very chilly. We're doing our best. Producer Grace, our producer, she's
producer
outside.
Grace.
We love Producer Grace.
Beautiful Producer Grace.
Oh, bringing in a lovely big box too.
Did you wrap that?
And
Producer
a present.
Grace? That gradient is lovely. There's a beautiful purple gradient.
Yeah.
A lilac to mauve gradient.
Beautiful
wrapping paper.
Beautiful wrapping paper from the dollar store downstairs, which is awesome.
Okay.
So that card is for you, Abs. So that is that's all yours.
Lovely.
So it's a photo of a rainbow, a unicorn, and a princess Pride Month.
Yep.
Pride Month.
Pride Month. You knew that I was bisexual. You were like, got to make sure we accept it.
Grace is bisexual. She's a
producer
fan.
Grace too. She picked it out.
Wow, bi queens.
Bi queens.
That's how you know. That's you and me. It's you and me. Two rainbows in the front. Dear Abby, happiest of birthdays from your new radio brothers and sister. We thought your feet might be sore after shredding the D floor at the Logies, so we thought we'd give you a way to do the show and relax your feet. They're actually called hoofs, but that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know what a foot is. No, it's a hoof.
Please use this gift at your leisure, both in and out of the studio. Love, Jimmy and Nate and producer Grace.
Okay.
P.S.
Oh.
Don't let Sluggy near it. He might try to sell the water.
Yeah, okay.
I think it is.
I do like, try and make as much money as I can off Abby. So.
Yeah, we know you do because we've seen the account.
It's totally. It's actually smart.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I'm not an idiot. Not, am I?
How do you think
everyone, everyone else does it. Why don't
do
I do
think
it?
We paid for this?
Totally. Spot okay. I post.
All right, she's opening it, taking off the...
There we go.
Now, I know, I thought this is kind of a joke, but this is actually...
What is that?
My whole life I've wanted one of these. And I haven't had the confidence to go in the store and buy one. I haven't had...
Is it one of those milky foot?
Well, it's one thing we have a lot of confidence to go to the store and buy one of these.
Everyone, it is a
A
WellCare foot spa, and it's got so many different things. It's got a heating system. It's got rollers. It's got massage balls.
Wow.
It's got an exfoliator pad where I just scrub my hoof on there.
Oh, yeah, it's all just there. Back and forth. Yeah, back really give
back
to
and
it.
Forth.
Yeah.
I can believe, you know, this is actually, like, one time my friend got me to sleep with him because he gave me a foot massage.
How did she know?
Finally.
Wow. Thanks a lot, Grace. Thanks a lot.
It's a soft spot, Grace. Bye, Queens.
Yeah. Bye, Queens. Well, hey, Jimmy and Nath are on next after the show.
Guys, let's fire this bad boy up and let's celebrate the new show.
Can I do this in studio, bro?
We'll talk about it. Let me chat for you.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Yay!
So obviously near the end of the show, you can't really talk.
It's really,
you've just done the Logies.
Genuinely, it's actually getting worrying.
Well,
my whole career is talking.
What would you, what would you do differently then?
Well, I had a pretty wonderful time, honestly. I think the biggest thing is I would not drink the wine that was on the table. That gave me a headache.
The wine did?
Yeah, I think it was the wine.
Well, take your own beers in.
No, I probably have beers instead of wine.
Oh, yeah, good one.
I was drinking the Cardinet, which was nummies, really nummies, but it gave me a headache because I hadn't had wine in a little while.
Yeah.
I think I also would take in Panadol. The headache really irritated me, as you can tell.
You can tell.
I also would either buy a shiwi so I can wee in my dress.
Shiwi's a great idea.
But having to get naked. Or I would wear a dress that I can just wee in naturally.
Full naked? I thought you just put one at the bottom and then...
No, I had to get fully naked. I had to get unbuttoned, 10 buttons, a zip, and then go over my head. I was holding it on my boobs.
Jesus.
It was really stressful.
Okay.
And honestly, I think I would maybe next year like win a gold Logie or something.
That'd be nice. We've started the campaign. Here we come. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield finished up for another night, and I think you're about ready for bed, doll.
I love you all, but I'm so glad this is over.
Wow.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, say adieu. Adieu. To you and you and you. You know what I've noticed?
What's that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Christ.
You know what I've noticed?
What?
When I lift my voice, my accent gets more Australian because I have to enunciate things more. Adieu.
Yes, you do.
To you and you and you.
The hotline is on tomorrow. Remember to DM us at Hot Nights with Abby if you have anything you need advice with, and we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
More hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.